Roots Melissa Show.
I am so excited. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams. I'm excited today, today being Wednesday. This is the day for the Wednesday midweek motivation with Mr. Versi L. Walker, who is here in the studio. Oh, my God. Mr. Walker, this is going to be a hot Wednesday.
You know what it is? It truly is. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, listen, we are fantastic. We welcome you to the show, each and every guest. I know the people are tuning in, and that's why I cut the intro a little short, because I know we want to get into discussing being motivated. I mean, this is just a wonderful thing we had on last Saturday, the second annual Releasing Your Inner Power, and talk about the energy in that room. Mr. Walker, you were there, and I tell you, we were so blessed and honored to have you there. The people are still talking about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I thank you, and the energy was off the chain. You know, Saturday's event was truly a blast, and, I tell you, when people come together for the right causes, you can't stop the power that is generated at that particular time. And with you and your test and your game that you had trying to prevent from saying the word power or empowerment was a task within itself. But the ladies and the gentlemen that were there, they all had a blast. They all had a blast. It was great. It was phenomenal.
And you know what? You're so right, Mr. Walker, when you say when you come together for a common purpose. I mean, everybody, we have been talking all week, all month, really, even leading up to the event, how we were coming there to release some power. You know, we had talked about how we're coming there to bring all of our energy, the dreams. Boy, you're talking about creating your purpose. We had Miss Valerie Allen there. I mean, she was talking about writing it down. You were there talking about success, how you ended up there. You know, Beverly Carter was talking about speaking positively.
Right.
Then Miss Blanks Adams hit him with the fact that you got to, live your life and understand that you have to make the right decisions and the right choices. And then at the last minute, we got a surprise visit because I just found out he was going to show up. Pastor Johnny Caldwell with his book, I Can Recover. I mean, it was, then we had Kirsten, oh my God.
She had the people on their feet several times. That young lady with that violin was phenomenal, phenomenal, yes.
She put, oh my God, that was a packed, the room was packed, standing
yeah.
room.
And, the event was well attended, well appreciated, and definitely an inspiring occasion. And if you walked away with nothing else, you walked away knowing that you can, do more, you can be more, and you definitely could see more. And I think we all was there, all were there as a living testament that if you get your mind right and set your mind to what you want your reality to be, you can do whatever you want. And like I said, to assemble such a massive amount of talent in that one room and just the people that was there and the energy that was there. One young lady, she was there with her mom and her dad, and she was 17 years old, and she approached me because she's been writing, I think she said, since she was in third or fourth grade, and she wants to know how to, assemble or write a book, and should she go self-publish or, go the published route. And that was awe-inspiring because that gentleman could have been somewhere else Saturday morning. That young lady could have been somewhere else Saturday morning, but they were right there at the second annual Releasing Your Inner Power. I don't want to call it a symposium. It was a brunch, but the next one is just going to be so grand. And the price of admission, for all that was given, I would have paid, twice as much to be in, an arena such as that at that particular time and at that place because, like I say, you walked away feeling empowered. You know what? If you didn't have a purpose before, you were on purpose then.
You're right, and I have paid up to $150 to be in an event just like that. So to be able to come in there for $12.50, That was incredible. Then we had those honorees. Each and every one of those honorees in of themselves were a living monument, because you had Miss Debbie Haldeen, who is a community developer right here in the city of Newark, hosting one of the biggest nights that Newark, evenings or afternoons that Newark is about to see. Faith in the, this faith that putting your faith to work in the communities, in the park, I'm sorry, Faith in the Park that's coming up. That is a huge event. She was one of the honorees. She was there. She brought information about her event. And then Miss Cynthia Fisher. Here's a woman who is about to travel the country with Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs.
Mm.
Spencer Taylor is 82 years old. The Highway QCs are one of the oldest quartets still around, like, back with the other, gospel quartets, the great ones, right? Albertine Walker and people like that. But these guys are up for nominee for Stellar and Grammy Awards next year.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
They have a brand new CD. They have been around 65 years. It was a group that was started by Sam Cooke. Individuals. Yes. Sam Cooke and then Johnny Taylor led the group, and they both went to the Soul Heirs. But Spencer Taylor, he joined with them 56 years ago. This woman, Cynthia Fisher, is promoting them and doing the concert, brought me in as an MC. That's how I got on board. That's how I met Kirsten.
Okay.
She was playing. These people are heavy duty. Then you had, who else? We had Councilwoman Mildred Crump. She, oh, my God. This woman is, the city of Newark was having a big event today. So everybody, look at you coming all the way from, I like to say, Chicago by way of New York.
New York. That's true. Now, I want to go back to Ms. Crump. Now, when you mentioned, well, actually, I think it was you or myself who mentioned her name. The moment that happened, there was a standing ovation for her. There was a standing ovation.
Absolutely.
That's strong.
Yeah, because this woman is very well known in not only in the city of Newark, but all throughout New Jersey, because this woman leads one of the biggest women's organizations in the state. The state of New Jersey has something called the Governor's Conference for Women. It is very big. It's an Atlantic city. Thousands of women come out to that. This woman has been on the cover of they have a magazine. She's been on the cover. She's been the lead of that. She leads a group of powerful women to Africa. Every year, they have a big, yes, she is. Listen. So anyway, people like that came out. Why? You know what drew them? The energy.
Correct.
And so when you have energy like that, you want to empower others.
And you just got to meet people who had the right mindset to come. I'm glad they did. And those who had the mindset to come but allowed their mind to talk themselves out of it, and how unfortunate. I'm sure they're going to hear it. They're going to see the post. They're going to talk to people who were there next year. Let no excuse prevent you from being at an event such as this, especially those who, again, it was close to home. There was no real reason other than, again, fear and an ability to comprehend the opportunity that was there. Now, you mentioned that you got to meet Kirsten because of the opportunity of being, at this an MC for this function. But if you allow fear, to prevent you from going there for whatever reason, or allow yourself to convince yourself that you had something else better to do, then those other relationships wouldn't have been cultivated. And the opportunity that came about on Saturday, your dream coming to visible manifestation, couldn't have occurred. So you have to be vigilant, you have to be involved, and you have to be active in pursuit of your dream. Because if you allow yourself and others to convince you that you don't have the ability and or the time, you are getting, I'm in disbelief, but you are in false conviction of what you're saying that you want your life to be. And I think the ladies in that room, seeing you, hearing your testimony, hearing Karen Adams' testimony, even Pastor Caldwell, you had Minister Patricia there, you had Minister Allen there, Minister Rebecca was there. I mean, it was just a packed house. You don't get any better than that until next year.
And Pastor Rebecca, now, this is a woman who has at least 5 books. powerful books, dynamic books. This is another lady who travels all over the country, has radio shows. She's about to do a TV show. This woman could have been anywhere. She just has no obligation to come. But the fact is, she's been at almost, I've been doing these kind of events for about 6 years now, and she's a little over 6 years. I did the first one in 2002. This woman has been at, she began to come in 2004. And she's been at almost every one that she's been available on that date.
So she's committed.
She's committed to, because you know what she said to me is that every time she comes, she gets another piece of the puzzle.
Mm.
See, you got to know who you're linked up with.
Correct.
And you can't let anything stop you. You see, you can't worry about what other people are doing, but you got to worry about what you're doing. See,
wow.
And where you're headed. That's why I put that quote out there on Facebook. I don't know who said it, but they said, you need to change, the direction that you're going in. If you don't change, you'll end up where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So you better look at the things you're doing. Where is it leading you? As long as it's leading you to success, then keep going.
Correct.
But if you see that the things you're doing is not leading you to where you want to end up, people say they want to end up. People say, okay, I want to have a college degree. That is not possible if you're not signed up in any college.
Right. You have to be registered.
People say, I want to have a job and I want to work. Let's say you want to work in computers. You can't tell me you want to work in computers and you haven't signed up anywhere for any computer training.
I agree.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just saying, that's what I keep saying about, you know what, set your mind to what you want your reality to be. You have to be vigilant. You have to put it down. You have to, you know, make it work for you. And you can't, you know, I think I saw a post recently that said, if you're going to take advice from somebody, definitely make sure that their life is what you want to emulate. Because, you know, why take advice from somebody who's not about their business, you know, doing their business? And you have to be vigilant. You have to be active in what you want to do and what you want to have come forth in your life.
Well, that's like positioning. People say, okay, I want to be a motivational speaker. How can you want to be a motivational speaker when you haven't watched motivational speakers? You don't go. You know how many seminars that I had to go to in order to become a motivational speaker? Do you know how many motivational speaking books I had to read from motivational speakers? You can't just say you can't say you want to be something, but you never studied that thing.
Correct.
Look at my sister. I'm going to give you another prime example. She dry cleans. Why? Because since she's been 16, she's been working in that industry.
Right.
So for her to go out, it may seem to somebody else a phenomenon that she would go out and open up a dry cleaning and operate it and run it and be an expert dry cleaning. But guess what? That's what she's been being positioned for all these years.
And it only makes sense to transition to that because she knows it so well.
And you prepare. You can do it. I tell people all the time, people pay for experts. You become an expert doing. People say, okay, so it's like you. Look at what you're doing. You're a motivational speaker. But anybody that knows you for a few minutes can see how well-read you are about other motivational speakers. It's evident.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have to put forth the effort. And that's why I think when you say if you want to know who you're linked up with, if you want to know where you're going, you've got to set a plan. And just even, again, I keep going back to Saturday because it was so powerful for me, for those people who, again, came out at 9 o'clock in the morning. Even your sister who came from Maryland, even Karen Adams who came from Texas, that is a commitment towards your statement. You're saying that, you know what, I want my conscience elevated. And not everybody came in there feeling grand that morning. Not everybody came in there feeling like what we had to say and what we were doing was going to affect them. Nobody got up and left that room. And those who had to leave at a certain time, they even stayed over. That lets you know that what we were doing and what we were saying was providing the nourishment that could now go out into the community of those people, go out into their their neighborhoods, their workplaces, and into their relationships, and hopefully embody such a spirit of positiveness that they will now go out and not only create their dream or reawaken their dream, but conquer those dreams. And I think, you know what, if we continue to do this, us and everybody else across the country, no longer will people be feeling also homeless, helpless, and hopeless. They will know that there is opportunity just right around the corner, and they can control their life by the decisions that they make.
Wow. Because really, it's right in your own hand. You know, I heard a message preached years ago by Bishop T.D. Jakes. He said, use what's in your hand. Don't look over there for something. Don't look at, in other words, I can't stand here on my front porch and look over there and see somebody else's house and say, oh, I wish I had that.
Right.
Well, go ahead. I don't have that. I got to look at my own house and see, what do I have? What does Lalisa have here that I can use? Because God has given each of us things to use. And we just got to trust. Of course, in the beginning, we're going to feel like this ain't going to amount to much. Of course, I felt like that. I felt like that the first time I gave a seminar, two people showed up, me and my sister Beverly.
Okay.
Actually, no, three, me, my sister Beverly, and my mama. If my mother was alive today, she would have been there.
Okay.
My mama came all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, so she could be in attendance. We were right over there on South Orange Avenue at a church in the basement where they had a flood. My husband had to go in there and mop the basement.
Wow.
The place, wow. I was told about the place from a teacher at Fairleigh Dickinson University. One of my professors told me about that building, and I could get it for like barely $50.
Okay.
The connection, going places. People would say, I don't need a college degree. Do you know I have gained so much from my college degree, half of it has nothing to do with the credentials or the knowledge. It's just from the people I've met there.
Correct.
You see, I have a friend right now, Miss Yvonne Garrett Moore. She got the award last year. This past year, she had the opportunity to go to Yale University for a week to the Women's Campaign School. I told her about that. Why? Because one of my professors at Fairleigh Dickinson
I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to ask you, could you have gotten that information in your living room? Because if you've gotten the same information, if you'd have been, you know, at home sleep or out, you know, doing God knows what, no, you had to be in a certain environment at a certain time to receive that information. And believe it or not, there was other people probably in that same myth who heard that same information, but their mind wasn't open enough to envelop that information and then process it to their best benefit. So maybe you didn't use it at that time, but you passed that information on to someone else who was able to, you know, take and add value to it or receive their value from it. And you can't do that sitting on your front porch.
But listen to this. 15 years later.
Yeah.
See, people, everything has to be for an immediate use.
Correct. Wow. Yeah, that's true. And it's unfortunate that we are in the microwave era that, you know, everything has to be on a timer. Everything is 3 minutes, and if it's not done, throw it away. And we do that so much with our relationships, with our emotions, and with our mindset that you're right. If it doesn't happen in immediate, we have to have the immediate gratification. If it doesn't happen in immediacy, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to put in the labor and the work. And I know even listening to the show yesterday with Coach K, and, you know, you were saying that even up to the point in which, you know, the morning came, you were still having anxiety that, you know what, who would be there? Should I even, you know, push forward and go through with this? And in doing so, you again were able to see your dream manifest. And so from those two people or three people who showed up at your first speaking engagement to having a packed house on Saturday, you know what, what can you say? But you know what, God is always great. But he actually rewards those who stay in the realm of faith, and they push forward with their dreams and their heart's desires. And he showed up Saturday.
You guess what? I had one paid registration.
Okay.
One.
Wow.
Not 100, not 50, one. And I did not even know it until that day, because when she was asked at the table to pay her registration, she said to the young lady at the table, "I paid online last night."
Well, okay.
We didn't know. I didn't check. So I didn't realize until the next day. You see?
Right.
But that's the power of pushing past your fear and your doubt. Doubt said you have no paid registrations. You're probably not going to get that many people. Just cancel.
Right.
Let people know. And actually, you know, you see what I'm saying? Do this, do that, do that. Call Miss Kirsten. Call Miss Kirsten and tell her that's all right. You don't need her to come, because there's not
right.
that many people who do not need her there to perform. She will understand. She's local. She didn't have to travel anywhere. That's the voice I had to battle. That's the conversation I had to deal with the night before.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you go, girl.
Well,
again, that's a great job.
People like you. Now, I knew that there were certain people who were going to come, because you and that's why you never cancel. See, and then, you know, and my sister and I, you know, we talk about things and we say, you cannot cancel God's assignments.
Right.
And you don't cancel God's events. So if you're telling me you did an event because you told God told you to do it, you don't cancel it.
You don't cancel it. And that's the truth.
Unless he tells you to cancel it.
Mm.
But
great
you don't
job.
Cancel because you don't know who is coming. And you don't know how it's going to turn out. And so look at how it did turn out. We were excited. I tell you, Mr. Walker, you are truly, truly a blessing. All the people there, all of the honorees, we know that we have people on the phone lines, and I didn't know if anybody wanted to ask you a question. Please, you just put your number one key. But when you talk about dreams and when you talk about reality, and Mr. Walker, can you talk a little bit about where, like, when a person is in a place where it doesn't look like where they wanted to end up, what do they need to do?
You know, and I think we've been, you know, trying to express it this morning, because Saturday just actually became a springboard for more of these type of topics and conversations. And the thing about it, you still must be vigilant. You have to push through. There are naysayers, which it seems like it's their job to dismiss anything that you think that you want to do. They are dream snatchers. They're walking around hoping that somebody is willing enough to share their dream so they can either snatch it for their own benefit or to, you know, denounce it to you so that you can have second thoughts and second guesses behind it. Everything that I've done in just the last 15 years, actually, I gave birth to it, you know, 10 to 15 years before that. I just started walking the talk. And as I told people, you know, there that day, there were some incidents that have happened to me in recent years where most people would have used those as excuses not to push forward and believe in themselves. You have to believe in yourself when no one else believes. You know, life without faith is not worth living. Life without risk is not worth living. You have to take a risk. You have to take a challenge. And all throughout my book, I talk about dreams, desires, and faith and belief. And those are the four things that got me to where I'm at today, that got us to do what we're doing today, LaLisa, from this radio show to Saturday event and the other events that we don't even know that we're going to be able to put together to, you know, with each other and for one another. And it's just, you must have that faith, babe. You must believe. And I keep bringing up the various people that have done things throughout, you know, their life. I told everyone there on Saturday about the 90-year-old who went to Chicago State University at age 90, who believed and said, you know what, if God blessed me to live to 94, I'll be 94 regardless, but I want to be 94 with my degree. She died 4 years after having her degree, but she stayed with her dream. She stayed with her belief,
wow.
And she stayed within her faith base.
Well, that's serious, and I wasn't a caller that has their hand up, so I'm just going to take their comments. You're on the air, caller.
Good morning, you two. This is Alicia Hendrick. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Doing well.
Good. I just wanted to say that I am so grateful that you guys went ahead, Lalisa, that you did not cancel, that you did not listen to that voice. I was happy to be there. I knew I was in the right place when my family and I, we were the first ones there. And when we walked down the corridor, you were in prayer. And I felt right then that this was going to be a powerful afternoon. I was anxious and excited because I invited my sister as my guest. And when she showed up, I was so happy because my sister's been having some issues with her health, and she was up to the last minute saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to come. I'll let you know in the morning. And en route there, she called and said, I'm on my way. So, you know, she said what me, you know, talking it up so much and telling her she really needed to be there. She said it took her mind off of, like, doctor appointments because that's all she's been thinking about. I got to go to this appointment. So that's her whole life has been focused on just her own problem and situation. My sister was in there buying books and CDs and clapping and dancing, and I was having such a good time through her.
Wow.
And through everyone that spoke, Mr. Walker took time with my daughter who wants to write and talked with her. It was just so powerful, so happy to have been a part of it, looking forward to next year and anything else in between. I just want to say God bless the both of you and to continue inspiring us every day, Lalisa on your show and Mr. Walker every Wednesday with you. Your book is awesome, and I just want to say bless God for both of you. Thank you so much.
And I want to thank you so much, Miss Alicia. God bless you and your daughter, your sister. Oh, my gosh, she did email me from Facebook. How powerful, young lady. I also want to acknowledge, you know, Coach Kay, who was also in the chat room, very, very supportive, just like you, again, you, Mr. Walker, and, you know, well, like I said, people had in the past motivational speakers and these men, they say, oh, Lalisa, I want to do things with you. But, you know, God knows who he wants to put together. God will assemble you a team that you cannot believe. And so I thank God for bringing you into my life, Mr. Walker, people like Miss Patricia Martin, who has the 100 Women in White Extreme Makeover. She has that coming up. This Saturday, I will be a Miss Minister Valerie Allen is having an event at the IHOP on Springfield Avenue in Irvington, New Jersey. It's the only IHOP. You can't get it mixed up. It's right there on, you can't get lost. It's on Springfield Avenue, Irvington, owned by African-American young woman, powerful woman. Upstairs, she has a meeting room. We're going to be there. I might be doing a small piece there, or I will be. And then we have, Mr. Walker, we have put together I have a women's retreat, Releasing Your Inner Power, women's retreat for December down in Sandy Cove Ministry. So please, anybody who's interested, it's a very small amount, $200 and about $10, will get you all your meals, your room, and just all the wonderful activities. Please email me that you want to go. Get your name on the list. We only have 30 slots, and once they're filled, they're gone, and you can just put down on that. But also, again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for all, Walker. Thank you for all you do. We look forward to your support. We look forward to any event that you have coming up in the New York area. Let us know. We will come and support you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I want everybody to have a fearless week and definitely a safe weekend. And we got to get fearless. We have got to get fearless.
We got to take those risks. We got to find our dream. We're going to have some more purpose discovery type activities and seminars and workshops because now, like you said, Mr. Walker, the giant's been loosed. Has been loosed. Hear me.
You
know that somebody wrote a book called Wake Up, Your Sleeping Giant?
You're right. Correct.
Mr. Anthony Robbins, I'm not sure, but also God bless. Oh, Kiva. Kiva there's a young lady, has Women of Destinies. She's down in Tennessee, Nashville. She has an event coming up in August with her group, and we're going to be talking more about that. And so as the weeks go on, and we'll bring her on also as a guest. She's a powerful, dynamic young woman. Oh, she had her own business. She was teaching computer skills. She's a dancer, and she has a play. called What Color Is Your Issue? If you can, if your church, you can talk to your church board, talk to your women's group, your pastor, whomever, and get that play at your church, your women will never be the same. Her play is one of the things that has changed me and helped me to even realize the more. See, some people think they're already there. Let me tell you, you are not done until Christ comes back. So you always have another level to get to. So she's helped me realize even the more that the pain that I went through from the sexual abuse, from the prostitution, from going to prison, she has helped me the more to realize how powerful those things have made me. The things didn't break you. They made you. That's your power source. People neglect their power source because they don't want to remember what happened to them. That's why they're still down and out, because if they realize that that thing is your power. So anyway, with that, have a wonderful, wonderful day, and God bless all of you.
Bye.
Love you, Walker. Tell your wife, I can't thank your wife enough for you. She is a blessing to, you know, just allow you to come and be with us. Everybody, have a great day.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.